Last year, the movie Waiting to Exhale tapped into an underserved audience and became a surprise hit. Set It Off is a new picture also about a group of African-American women, but it explores completely different territory. Will it also succeed? Our film critic John Powers hopes so.
Ever since Thelma and Louise feminized the road movie and became a sensation in the process, Hollywood has been putting women in parts once reserved for men. Usually the results are nothing special. The Long Kiss Goodnight is just another action movie, despite the presence of Gina Davis firing the Uzis. But sometimes putting new kinds of characters into old-fashioned roles creates an illuminating spark. That's precisely what happens in Set It Off, a terrific new crime picture that puts a 90s spin on a 50s-style heist film. Set It Off tells the story of four African-American women from south-central L.A. who work for a janitorial service cleaning high-rises. They decide to rob a bank, each for a different reason. Tashawn is a single mother who needs money so her child won't be taken away by the state. Frankie's recently been fired as a bank teller because she froze during a holdup. Stoney, who's played by beautiful Jada Pinkett, has just seen her brother mistakenly gunned down by the cops. And then there's Cleo, a rough-and-tumble lesbian played by Queen Latifah. Cleo doesn't have a complicated motive for wanting to rob banks. It's enough that she wants the money. Of course, committing armed robbery is serious stuff. And before these friends get down to the business of crime, they have to work through their fears and reservations.
Y'all gonna have to do this without me. I keep thinking about Darnell getting killed and Loren shot.
That's because Darnell and them were a bunch of damn fools. They don't know half of what I know about banks.
What if something goes wrong? What if somebody gets hurt?
Listen to me. Damn, you're just scared, baby. Ain't nobody gonna get hurt. That's why this is the perfect crime. I know this too well.
What about all them folks' money you taking?
Insurance. Dumbass comment.
Look, we just taken away from the system. Let's do it.
Set It Off is directed by F. Gary Gray, whose first film, Friday, was an amusingly sloppy little picture that cost $3 million and grossed 10 times that much. While this new film is more professional-looking, I kept wishing that Gray were better at streamlining his material. This taut, gritty tale should run no more than 90 minutes, but the movie takes 2 full hours because of a gratuitous sex scene, a bevy of MTV flourishes, and a protracted subplot about Stoney's relationship with a buppy banker, played by the almost comically handsome Blair Underwood from L.A. Law. Yet despite feeling padded, the movie pulls you along from beginning to end. Gray has a nice feel for the friendship of these women. Some of the best scenes come when the four just sit around talking. And the story's anchored by 2 first-rate performances. Queen Latifah is shockingly confident as the reckless Cleo, who's like the female equivalent of hot-tempered Sonny Corleone in The Godfather or Johnny Boy in Mean Streets. Feisty and exuberant, she'd sooner burn down the whole world than give an inch. Jada Pinkett Stoney is almost the opposite. Quiet, thoughtful, and possessed with gravitas, she's the film's moral center, the one who watches in horror as things go fatally wrong. Set It Off moves from giddiness to tragedy. And even though its plot is formulaic, its closing scenes are weighty. We care about what happens to these women. They aren't the wisecracking crooks you find in those post-Tarantino crime pictures, guys who kill and rob because it's somehow cool. Nor are they the saucy chicks from Waiting to Exhale who spend all their time griping about men. No, Stoney, Cleo, Tashawn, and Frankie are driven by a desire for freedom. They want to escape the projects and stop being second-class citizens, even if it gets them killed. All of which makes Set It Off something rare and compelling, a Hollywood crime picture that cares less about being hip than having a social conscience.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.